Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I am your host. Don't be confused. Don't think Brian's the host.
No, not if
you are. You are a host of a podcast show. Tell us your name and the name of your podcast.
All right, guys. Brian Carter here with Basscast Radio.
Dude, you actually have a voice for radio.
A face for it as well.
Yes, that's right.
We both do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's for sure. Well, it's exciting to have you on here.
We are actually
at Major League Fishing at Red Crest.
Yes.
Big championship that's going on. That's the reason why we're stuck in this small room. And tomorrow we may have a better set for
But it's
for
okay.
Us. Yeah, I mean, this is...
It doesn't matter. This is the greatest day of my life.
Oh, this is
being here
right?
With you, Brad.
So... what we're going to do is we're going to find out about your podcast show.
Okay.
Before you get way off track.
And, we would never do that.
And Liberty.
Uh-oh. Where is Liberty Liberty?
I mean, we may have to actually take a break and have someone. Can you call her and have her bring Liberty to the stage?
I think someone's taking a nap right now.
Oh, all right.
Sorry about that, Brad.
You're breaking my heart now.
I know I am. Maybe later.
Anyway, talk about it. Talk about, because you are, you know, well-known, especially out in the Eastern.
So, yeah, we're so in Central people, Virginia, guys.
Yeah, so tell them what you do out that way.
All right, guys, so we're in Central Virginia. Our home body of water is Smith Mountain Lake. And for you guys who are not following us on social media, Smith Mountain Lake is on fire. I mean, we're talking about 10s, 11s. 30-plus pound bags of bass. I mean, the tiger bass have come to tuition. And, yeah, we're seeing some big old giant bass. But, yeah, Basscast Radio is something I started probably about 5 years ago. And we really started in the last 3 or 4 years being an episode a week.
Wow.
And we interview anglers. We have discussions. Thomas Aarons with Fishing the DMV is one of my co-hosts.
Right.
Bass Geek is our other co-host. So it's three of us. Bass Geek's from the YouTube world. He does a whole lot of teaching and helping people learn about bass fishing, ways to learn and become a better angler.
Oh, wow.
And Thomas Aarons with Fishing the DMV, he does a lot of the biological side of bass fishing, keeps up with what's the game and fish is doing and what's happening there.
Right.
And then I do the tournament side of bass fishing. And that's what we really do is we concentrate on tournament anglers. We interview professional anglers. We interview some of the anglers here, and we just have a great time with it, and we act a fool, kind of like me and you, Brad.
Oh, we constantly do that.
Yes,
all
we
the
constantly
time.
Do
we have
that.
We actually have no trouble doing that.
No. Trouble is our middle name.
We could burn a half hour on nothing.
Pretty much so.
We probably will.
Yes.
Like right now.
Yes.
So tell us, how did it all start? Like, why did you start your show? Why?
So to be honest, I love podcasts. I listen to a whole lot of podcasts myself.
Do you listen to mine?
No. But I listen to other podcasts. And guys, I'm not going to say that. So I really don't want to be bad about it or nothing. But when you're in the world of bass fishing and tournament bass fishing, and I've been doing this, the website has been going around since 2008.
Right.
So I've been in the world so long that I kind of listen to what other people are doing and, you know, kind of listen outside the realm of bass fishing because,
right,
you know, there's only so much of that you can intake.
Right.
When it's in your face all the time. And here lately, you guys have all seen it's in your face. I mean,
right,
since social media in the last couple of decades, tournament bass fishing is like, boom. I mean, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right.
So I started the podcast a couple years ago, me and another guy. And then I have, over the years, met different people going to shows and expos. And, you know, I've just built a team. And it's, you know, because we are in a niche. And I built a team. And now I think, if you ask me, we got the best podcast show out there. Besides yours, Brad. I apologize.
That's
besides
right.
Brad's show, everybody. Before he kicks me off the stage. I mean, out of the chair.
Oh, just a second. What's this? Audio trouble?
Yes, I think
I can turn it down. You'll be going. No one will be able to hear you.
That would be bad.
So, do you fish yourself?
I do not. I'm just kidding. You know what? So, I did fish. A little background on my back end of the story here. Danielle became ill a couple years ago.
Right.
After we left the Bassmaster Classic down in South Carolina, and it's kind of been an uphill battle. with that, and she came down with RA and a few other issues. So I took about 2 years off and kind of helped her and took care of her. Right. And so I kayak fished.
Right.
And I've got another friend of mine that I fished a local club tournament trail with. And I just, you know, during that time when she was not doing 100% and I kind of had to help, I just took a lot of time and said, hey, we're going to build this website. Because I still work a full-time job, everybody. If, you know, we're still looking for the pot of gold in bass fishing, right, Brad?
Right.
Have you found it?
I found other things I can do besides doing a podcast to make a living out of. Because I still guide, and I still, besides guiding, I do photography work, and I do video work. And so I'm kind of embedded in the fishing and the outdoor world. So that's, you know, that's what I've done for over 30 years.
So I've done that. Like you just heard Brad said, we're all wearing many different hats.
Yeah.
We love professional bass fishing, but we have to wear many different hats to make a living.
Yeah, it's just a mixer.
And it's just a mixer, unfortunately. And that's just the way it goes. So during the time she was not 100%, which she is back to pretty much normal now, which is great. I just said, I'm going to build this website. I'm going to do whatever it takes. And the website has grown now to hundreds of thousands of likes, followers, people that, you know, follow the BassCast.com, BassCast Radio. This year, we introduced a newsletter.
Right. Yeah, you do have a newsletter.
On the line.
So I do get, and yes, I do read. So,
sweet.
I mean.
So we have three different writers that write our newsletter. And on the line is that. And so we introduce many, like you said, everything's many different parts. And you kind of slowly introduce new parts to the whole entire process. And that is the last part, by the way. I'm 51 years old. And
that's kind of a blaster. It's kind of an email thing that comes out. And it's an email form. And is there a different form to that? Or is it just an email?
Just an email.
Okay.
All right. With the service that we have, eventually we could make it into another website. But right now it's just a blaster. But it's content you're not going to find anywhere else by three great writers, Bruce Callis, Calvin Herndon, and Mr. Maddox. So check us out and be a part of our newsletter as well. But guys, the podcast show, like we were talking about earlier, I mean, that thing just is like taken off. It's grown. And, you know, that can be the guests that we have that are part of the show, or they just enjoy what we talk about and, you know, how much we love bass fishing. So
that's right. Well, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time, of course, is our sponsor. It helps us put this show on. They have a complete line of hard and soft baits. So anything that you're fishing for, game fish, they got it. You can find it at picolures.com. Brian, if they want to find out more, they want to listen to your show, or they want to get an email blaster.
Yeah, so BassCast Radio, you can listen there. We're on all the podcasting networks, or you can go to BassCast Radio on YouTube. The website's called thebasscast.com, and on the line is our newsletter, and Brad might drop a link in it if we sweet-talk him into it.
Might.
But he might. We never know.
Might.
Might is the word.
Might.
And he might even air this show, to be honest. I mean, we don't know yet. But
until it happens. I wouldn't bet on it. There's still the night, buddy.
There is still the night.
That's right.
Holy cow. We got a lot of days left here, Red Crested.
That's right.
It doesn't seem like it, but it kind of just started. So, but yeah, I mean, check us all out. Like I said, you can really reach everything at thebasscast.com. So that's where it's all located.
There you go. There you have it. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.
There you go.